Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning, as Jim said, we're going to be talking about the American Legion Memorial Building and the person, of course, who's is one of the best people to talk about. Is Steve Livengood.
You're blindsiding me here a little bit.
Well, you've known this building for a long, long time. Half of your life or more. No, maybe more than half of your life working out of that building.
Why I'm up here, yes.
Yes, yeah. And he is also the president of the ARISE, Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, who owns both the memorial building and the depot. So, exciting news, Steve.
You know, we're working in phases, and we're now at the, hey, we're done with the Memorial Hall phase. I just love crossing off those phases. So, yes, we have a very large area, very nicely done, if I do say so myself, that is available for use for the general public if they'd like to come and see what we got.
And come and maybe check it out to see, is this space going to serve your needs? But you can also, if setting up that time doesn't work for you, the best thing to do is go to the website.
Absolutely. You know, we have photos. We have a calendar on the website. I know everybody does the internet nowadays. So, yeah, it might be tough to catch me down there so you can actually see it. So, absolutely, go to ariseatlantic.org. Check it out because it's right there. There's a calendar there so you can see whether it's available or not. And there's photos of what the Memorial Hall looks like when it's all laid out. I want to make a note again, that's .org because so many times it's .com and they can't find us. So
right.
ariseatlantic.org.
Yep, but it's an organization, so it's .org. And hopefully, you know, not everybody has heard of ARISE. Not everybody knows what ARISE stands for, and that's okay. But ARISE Atlantic, it's a pretty simple address
to think about. No case sensitive or anything like that. Just type in ARISE Atlantic.
And there you go.
There you go.
Along with much more information, and maybe we'll have time to talk about that. But I want to stick here with the rental for a little bit because you say the calendar is there, and my goodness, it's not blank.
The calendar is not blank. The calendar has all the usage of the facility. I mean, there's meetings that are going on almost nightly or daily. So, yeah, you want to check the calendar. It's color-coded by whether it's a tour or whether it's a group that meets there, whether it's a rental or whatever else. So, yeah, it is definitely not blank. We've had two rentals already, and we've only been open for like a month. And I think we've got three going on that are scheduled already. So it's filling up pretty quick.
And I'm thinking if you're planning ahead to Christmas, I mean, I almost hate to say that, but it's not too soon because if you have a fairly large group, it's sometimes difficult to find a place that's open on the date that you want. So don't wait around for that.
Right. There's, if you want to have a family reunion, sometimes you look at the calendar and see where everybody can make it. If you want to have a shower or a wedding or something like that, what does everybody want? But if you want to have Christmas, you kind of got to do it around Christmas.
Yes.
And that kind of restricts the spaces that are available. You can have Christmas next month if you want to. I think we have some availability next month, but everybody's going to point and laugh at you. So if you want to do it at certain seasons, you got to do it at certain times.
And about how many people could be seated? If we're talking about like a Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, because we do have tables and chairs.
We have tables.
About
we have
how
chairs.
Many?
We could seat probably 60 or so around tables, and we could seat upwards of 100 if they didn't need tables. It's a very large space. It's 1,800 square feet. I mean, it's as big as most houses, all in one area. There's plenty of seating and seats and tables available, yes.
Okay, because that's so important. Now, another thing, and I'm going to mention here some comments pretty soon, but another thing that people need to know is there are beautiful bathrooms.
You know, when we first started the facility, we needed a meeting room for the veterans, and we have that. And you kind of needed to hold it a little bit because we didn't have a bathroom that worked. Now we got the bathrooms, and, you know, I started this with phases that we're doing, and we try to do it, you know, logically. Well, if we're going to have a meeting, then we need a bathroom. If we're going to have a bathroom, you know, then we need, and that sort of thing. So, yes, we have bathrooms. The only thing we don't have yet is a full-fledged kitchen. Now, if you want a kitchen sink and if you want coffee pots and that sort of thing, refrigerators, we got that. But if you want an oven or something like that, we're not ready for that quite yet. But, yes, we have everything you need up to and including a place to sit down and eat.
Okay.
You need to bring your own food.
Yes, now that would be good. So it's really a cater your meal in, and there is, as you said, the sink. There's a place to plug in the coffee pot. And so it's ready to go from that standpoint. You just can't prepare much food.
And we're not necessarily talking about family things either. Let's not forget about meetings, because we've had meetings down there too. If you have a group of folks and you need to show them some kind of visual presentation, a PowerPoint or some type of training, or what I refer to on the website as classroom seating, don't forget that. That's down there too.
And again, thinking about that number, sometimes it's difficult to find that kind of place. And it's also pretty much handicapped accessible.
It is handicapped accessible. We are working on our elevator certification right now, but it is handicapped accessible. So, yes, that's a fact, too.
Yeah, because, again, that's sometimes a deterrent for people. So it's so exciting. I wanted to mention, a really important thing is that we're now open on a schedule.
We do have a schedule now. I mean, as before, if you see my van parked down there, stop by or call me up and I'll meet you down there. Now you don't even really have to do that. You just have to show up Saturday, 1 to 4. Kind of the same time the Coke Museum's open. So, they kind of send us some folks and we send them some folks too. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday afternoon, we're there. We're always there. Come down. We're doing tours. You can see the museum. You can see the library. You can see this fantastic memorial hall that we're talking about. And I suppose if you want to go in and check out the bathrooms, you can do that too.
Oh, you know what, Steve? I insist that people check out the bathrooms because they come back out and they go, wow, they're really nice. Look at all the work. Somebody was admiring the tile work. Somebody was admiring the doors. I mean, it's worth seeing.
It's kind of odd that one of our local attractions is our purple toilet, but yeah, okay, come on down, check out the bathrooms.
And that is exactly what happened. I was there on Saturday, and the first couple through the door, which not too long after we opened, and I found out later she had already told somebody how lovely the bathrooms were. So, see, that's a talking point.
Well, I guess you got to hang your hat on something. Yeah. I was kind of hoping, the memorial, veterans, that sort of thing. But I'll take bathrooms if that's what's available.
That was sort of first on their agenda. Because The other thing, of course, as they walked into Memorial Hall was, oh, my goodness, people need to see this. They won't believe if you've been in when it was the Armory or even like last year. You need to come see it.
I'm here to tell you, it is gorgeous, if I do say so myself.
You bet.
We have done some custom tile down there that you won't see anywhere. It's very well lit. I mean, it's air conditioned. It's really a nice place.
So then we need to a couple of other comments I just wanted to mention, because in addition to the first couple that was there, a gentleman came in with two little boys. And these little boys are just, their eyes are big. They're fascinated by all the things they're seeing in the museum.
The museum, the library, they generally won't be available on a rental. That's where you need to come down on Saturday, 1 to 4, check those out. Of course, if you have a group, that needs to come down, give me a call. I'll schedule it, and we'll come down, and we'll show them that, too. Yeah, we've got some neat stuff. We just moved in the bottom half of display cabinets in the Memorial Hall. We're putting 8 new display cabinets in down there because, quite honestly, we ran out of space in the museum, and we need some more space to display the things that we have down there.
And when people rent it not to see the museum and the library, they still will be able to see a number of those articles, and we kind of hope to tell some stories
in
there.
Right. The cabinets will be available. They'll be in the Memorial Hall.
Yes.
That's decoration. You'll see those.
You bet. And so that's way you can learn something about the past history and just add that to your knowledge about veterans and how they served. And, it's a really important part of our history.
Local stuff.
Yes.
Local veterans, not just things that we found, local things.
Another comment from this gentleman and his sons is we went to the library, and there are at least 1,700, I'm thinking there's more now.
Yes, we're pushing 1,800.
Okay,
yes.
Books, magazines, newspapers, videos.
Records, there's everything down there. We haven't quite figured out how we're going to operate that facility, can you come in and check out books, whatnot? I don't know. Right now, we've got the market on VCR players, I think. So if you want to come down and watch movies, no problem with that, because, hey, you need something to do from 1 to 4.
And that's what he said they're going to do, is he and his sons are coming back to sit down in the library and pick out some of those videos to watch and go, woohoo!
They'll have to bring their own popcorn, but it sounds
yes.
like fun to me. Let's do that.
So those are two just wonderful additions to what Steve always wants to call the armory, and rightly and, so.
You know, that's what I've always called
that's
it.
That's right, yeah. And that's rightly so. It's served as the armory for many, many years, but it's always been the American Legion Memorial Building.
Right, but when we do talk about it, if you don't know what this American Legion Memorial Building is, place that we're talking about, it's that big building down there north of Fairway. It's the armory.
And saying that, there's soon going to be a new sign out in front. You know, there, it says that at the top of the building, but somehow we don't notice that.
Well,
so
people
a new
don't
sign
generally look 30 feet up, yeah.
Will be there to remind people that this is the building that they're looking for. So things just keep happening. And, of course, I'll just say, anybody wants to make a donation, we're always open to that.
Oh, because... no, we've got plenty of money. No, that's not right. We don't have plenty of money. Yeah, we always need money.
Well, and if you think about renovating, remodeling your home and think of the money that costs, well, then just, I don't know, 10 times that when you're talking about a public building. So, again, website address is?
AriseAtlantic.org.
All right. Check there for what's happening there and if you want to rent Memorial Hall. So thank you, Steve, for coming in to filling us in on all this up-to-date information. And until next time, let's all remember to thank a veteran.